This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said on Friday the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday, unless concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only imaginable, but likely. Ryan said young people should not be blamed for a recent spike in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving its spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. The World Health Organization is warning people at highest risk to be vaccinated for the flu to protect themselves and to prevent national health systems from getting overwhelmed in the middle of the COVID pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Anne Mullen, the chief of the WHO's Influenza Preparedness and Response Program, says the safe, effective vaccines, antivirals, and non-pharmaceutical interventions that can protect people against influenza are not available for COVID-19.
Covering coughs and sneezes, wearing masks when appropriate, and staying home when sick, and seeking care when needed are all very important for both flu and COVID.
She says it is possible fewer cases of influenza than normal will be seen in parts of the Northern Hemisphere where similar measures have been taken. However, as society opens up and COVID-19 restrictions are eased, she notes cases of influenza are likely to rise. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA.